Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. It's DJ Gatsby. Listen to Who's Who on African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. This is our year-end edition. Big shout out to everybody that tuned in and called in for our Christmas show last week. It was very, very nice, and I had a wonderful time. Today, our callers, I guess, are going to be Arthur Dominic Wilkins, Reg Johnson, as well as Nicole Turner. I believe we have Dominic on the line. Dominic, is that you? Hold on a second. Let's get this right now. Who are my callers? Let me see one sec. In the meantime, man, Happy New Year to everybody. I know it's not New Year's yet, but it's probably the last time I'll talk to a lot of you. So happy, prosperous New Year. We're wishing for everybody who's been listening or who's been rocking with us, you know, throughout 2015. We love you guys and really appreciate the support. So there you go. We have a caller from 856 area code. Who's that and what's your name?
Hello.
Yes, hello. What's your name? You calling in to be on the show? Who's this?
This is Rez.
Oh, Rez, all right. Well, I ain't got you coming on until like 6:40, but thanks for calling in, baby. We do have Dominic Wilkins on the line. Dominic, is that you?
Yes, sir. This is me, Jeff. Good evening.
All right, we're going to try this again. It's Who's Who on African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show with your host, DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. the book critic, a.k.a. Mr. Grown and Sexy. And in the building tonight, we have Christian fiction author from Indiana, Ms. Dominic Wilkins. How you doing, Dominic?
I am doing well, Jeff. Thank you so much for having me on. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yes, yeah, same to you, my sister. Same to you, my sister. I'm really happy to have you on. I know we met a few years ago, not really met in person, but we started working together doing some promotions for your books, which you have a ton of out right now. You came very familiar with DJ Gatsby's book club, as well as the WB Media Group and promotions that we did, and I've seen the growth and how you have evolved as an author. And I just want to say you're doing a great job, some fantastic books. And 2016, I'm sure the sky's the limit for you.
Thank you, sir. And I really appreciate the connection with your book club, the reviewers, everybody, good insight, good eye, knowledgeable. I was really excited about what you're doing and what you guys continue to do. So thank you so much for even inviting me into your midst.
Yeah. All right. So before we get started, tell the people a little bit about Dominic Wilkins, you know, where you're from, and exactly what it is that you write about.
Well, initially, I'm born and raised on Chicago's South Side in the Inglewood area. Well, right now, they're pretty much the news toppers, or if not the news toppers, the frequent flyers that keep on invading your TV. And so now, in that environment, pretty toxic, pretty just rough and cyclic. There. So I just started, once I got a chance to get out of that toxic environment, I was able to see clearer and able to see the difference of how it is to see the error of my ways and what happens when you're in that environment. And so now what I do is I take all the mistakes, the pain, and all of the problems that I had and I thought was okay, and I write about them. And I shine a different light on them to encourage other people who may be currently experiencing those things and to see how it is from a different light. So, and also to see that there's a chance, you also have an ability to have second chances. No matter how bad life was, how many mistakes that you made, you do have an opportunity to have a second chance and be blessed too. So that's what I write about. So it's the urban Christian fiction because it's urban information, it's urban scenes, things that people are going through, getting hurt, abused, beat, raped, and all that good stuff, but with a Christian tone to it to let you know that, hey, this is something you can relate to, but it's also something you don't have to stay into.
Yeah, it's great to have authors writing books like you. Your subject matter is a little different than what a lot of the other Christian fiction authors write about. You said it has an urban touch and a little, you know, urban flair. And that's a little different than what a lot of writers do. Now, you're also a motivational speaker, and, you know, you travel a lot promoting your books and do a lot of signings. What's been the response from your readers and your authors when you go out? Because I know you do a lot. I see you doing signings over the past 2 years and speaking to groups. What has been some of the response when you go out and actually meet readers?
Jeff, it's overwhelming because the reason why is because it's relatable. I don't care who you are, where you're at, what walk of life, nobody is perfect. And my books are exactly about people who are imperfect. So I've got 27 titles that I've written, and they're all in different points of life, points of view, so it affects everybody. And everybody, when they hear their story is being addressed, and it's not being, it's not condemnation, it's not saying, oh, you shouldn't, the Bible says, it's refreshing. So everybody wants to hear more of it. So I'm always embraced with that, and I get a chance to, it's always welcome. People always want to hear about something that's not the same old, not the whole shaming, you know. So that's what my books are about. It's about encouraging. It's about understanding, and I'll slap hands with you because I've been there too.
Okay. Well, once again, it's DJ Gatsby. You're listening to Who's Who in the American Blog Talk Radio. We got Dominique Wilkins in the building from, is it Elkhart, Indiana?
I'm in Elkhart, Indiana
from?
Now. Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, we're wrapping the day on a map right now, and everybody knows who you are and what you do. Now, you said you've written 27 books.
Yes,
are these,
sir.
Are these all titles self-published by you?
Well, they're all self-published. A couple, maybe about three or four of them are collaboration projects where I did with another author. But basically everything else is all just written by me, self-published, yes.
Okay, that's kudos to you for doing that. A lot of self-published authors and a lot of writers out here try to go it alone or without working with more established publishers. And, again, I've seen your growth over the years and the amount of books that you put out, they're very, very inspirational and motivational. What are some of your most successful books? For those listeners who don't really know who you are and haven't read any of your books, what are some of the most successful books that they can read and, you know, to get to know you as an author?
Well, there's two of them, and one of them happens to be on the one of them is actually the collaboration project, which is it's called now it's there's a 13 and a 14 heroes, and those are stories that are popular stories directly from the Bible that everybody is familiar with: Joseph and his brothers, Noah's Ark, or Solomon. So those are real stories, but what they are is they're people, those stories that are being retold in today's world. So you actually have Joseph, you've got Samson, and these are people who you may know walking the streets and everything in our environment, in our dialect. So those, that's really popular to see those be revived to the 2013 or 2014 world. So that's one of them, the 13 heroes or the 14 heroes. And then there's Teresa in Wonderland. And Teresa in Wonderland is placed in the city of Chicago, and she just was blind to what was really happening, her friends and her relationship and everything in a whim. She just lost it because she just wanted to prefer to live in a wonderland. And when everything came out and hit the fan, she just wasn't ready, and she almost lost everything. So those two are really popular.
Yeah, Teresa in Wonderland, I believe, is one of the books that we read and reviewed for you, and I did some promotion as well. That actually is my favorite book by you, even though I haven't read a lot of the stuff you've done lately. But from the books early on, that was definitely one of my favorite books, and I would definitely recommend that to readers who want to get to know who you are and what type of books you write and get a real feel for this urban Christian fiction that you write about.
Exactly. But you must hang on to your seat because there was a lot going on in Teresa in Wonderland.
Absolutely. Now, 2016 is coming up. You've had a fantastic year, a lot going on. Again, I follow you on Facebook, and I see you making these appearances and doing these events. What have you got coming up in 2016 that your followers can look forward to?
Well, honestly, Jeff, my calendar, I haven't put out my calendar yet for 2016, so that is still tentative. But the one thing that I've been doing consecutively year after year is my own CAPS Expo, and that's Christian Authors Promoting Success. So it's an expo where we reunite authors and book clubs and readers together, where they can get to know not just me, but other people who they may not have normally had an opportunity to meet, and they can get to know them and get their book signed and what have you. And there's a theme. So this year our theme is going to be Giving My Tears a Break. So all of our authors are going to speak on what it is, what chains you need to break, and what their books talk about to help you do that if that's something that you'd be interested in. So that's going to be June 25th of this year, of 2016, rather.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely be in touch with you. You can keep me abreast on whatever you have that's going on. I'll definitely share it with my followers on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as well as the other social media platforms that I work on. All right. Now, before we go, are there any holiday well wishes or any shout-outs you want to give to anybody or your fans and readers out there, you know, that supported you this year?
Well, that's everybody. First of all, Jeff, I really want to thank you for having me, allow me to share your platform. It's awesome. And I want to thank each and everybody who has supported me or even just wished me well, because I need it. Now, anybody who's been praying for me, thank you, please. And please continue to pray for me, because I'm always going to need Jesus. And I'll pray for you as well, because together we're better and alone we're nothing. So I just want to thank everybody, who followed me, who liked me, who shared something of mine. I just want to thank you, and I hope we continue to build relationships onward and upward.
Wow, that's fantastic. I like that message that you're putting out there. Once again, it's DJ Gatsby, Who's Who on African American Led Blog Talk Radio Show. We've just interviewed Ms. Dominique Wilkins. Don't forget to follow her on Facebook, as well as visit her website, www.arthurdwilkinsgoodbooks.com. And check out our books on Amazon and paperback and Kindle formats. Dominique, thank you so much. We have Reg Johnson coming on. You can hang around and listen. If not, if you're busy, you know, have a blessed day and a wonderful, wonderful Happy New Year, my sister.
Sure thing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, Reg, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Reg Johnson, welcome to Who's on African American Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for being so patient, by the way. And also, thank you for calling in. I chatted with you a little bit earlier. You said you wasn't feeling well, and so I'm glad you got it together and decided to come on the show, my sister. So thank you so much for joining us tonight.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. I haven't met you, but I follow you on Facebook. I know some of the people that you're friends with or work with, particularly with Lockdown Publications, mm-hmm. Synovia, and some other people. So, you know, we like family already. I just haven't had a chance to meet you in person. But again, thanks for being on the show. Now, before we get started, tell the listeners who you are and a little bit about the type of books that you write.
My name is Rez Johnson. That's my pen name. I'm 21. I'm 22, and I'm from Jersey, and I write urban fiction books. That's pretty much it.
And then you say you're from Jersey. What part of Jersey are you from? You gotta rep your city now. What part of Jersey are you from?
I'm from Bristol, a small town called Bristol, New Jersey.
All right. So, well, listen, this is your first time me even talking to you. I haven't done a blog talk interview. I haven't done anything other than, you know, inboxing you. I think we spoke on the phone once or twice. But how long have you been writing, and what was your first book that you wrote?
I've been published for like 2 years now, and I've been writing since I was 9. My very first book that was published was Still a Pot of Hope, but my very first book that that was written was called True to Myself, which has never been released yet.
All right, now you said True to Myself, never been released. Silver Platter Ho, that is the book that I heard about when I first became aware of you as an author. Now, I believe, how many books in that series so far? Is that two or three, is it?
Well, when I was signed with my old publisher, he wanted 12, so it went up to 6. But now that I'm with Cash, he lets me, you know, do it, you know, my way a little bit. So I'm giving them 3 parts, but I'm on book 2 right now. Yeah.
So you have, but I've seen some covers of more books than that. So what are the other books that you have? I'm familiar with Silver Platter Ho, and you have a cover for, I guess, 2 and 3, but the books aren't out yet?
No, part 1 and 2 of Silver Platter Ho is out. The cover for part 3 hasn't been revealed yet. I have Closed Eggs Don't Get Fed out. Part 1 and 2, Honey Dip 1 and 2. I have Never Trust the Ratchet V, Part 1 and 2 out. And that's about it for right now.
But you're saying that's about it. That's a lot. That sounds you got 6 or 8 books actually out in these trilogies, and you're still working on them. That's a lot, my sister. 21, just been writing for 2 years. You've done a lot of work. You've been behind the pen and doing a lot. So, you know, congratulations on the amount of work that
you've done
so far. Once again, everybody, who's on African American Lit? Blog Talk Radio Show, your host, DJ Gatsby. We got the one and only Reg Johnson. In the building, author of Silver Platter Hole, as well as Closed Legs Don't Get Fed, and other books. Now, what are you actually writing about? Because I haven't read any of your books. It's urban fiction, mm-hmm. it's erotica, because the titles are very provocative. Tell us a little bit about the type mm-hmm. of books or the genre that, you know, that you're writing in.
Well, I mean, I write urban fiction, you know, drama. Although my titles are provocative, each of my books have a message. But people don't really give it a chance because of the title, which is fine with me. I like to take risks. But, you know, Silver Platter Hole is based on sibling rivalry. It's actually based on a true story about what I went through with my sisters. So that's when that touches bases on, you know, the sibling rivalry, manipulation, you know, all that. And it just shows how, you know, a young girl comes from nothing and she gets through the trials and tribulations of what her sister takes her through, as well as her family. And, you know, Closed Legs Don't Get Fed is just about how, you know, a drug addict, you know, her a mother, she, you know, she's prostituting, she gets pregnant in this, you know, in the midst of all of that. And, you know, she hits rock bottom. But in the end, you know, she comes out on top and she gets herself together. She starts taking care of her daughter. So, you know, each of my books have a message. It's just, you know, either it's whether you grasp it or not. But, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, listen, provocative titles. I love the way you describe the books. Then get the complete synopsis, but I get an idea of what you're writing about. And, yeah, those mm-hmm. are powerful stories. Those are the type of stories that people live and go through. I see you have mm-hmm. a large female fan base with the type of books that you're writing, and I believe you are reaching them. You know.
Thank you.
Now, you said you were locked down.
Yes.
And Cash, how's that experience been for you? Because I got aware of him a year or two ago. I read some of his books that he did the collaboration with Nene Capri. Big shout out to Cash and Nene Capri. But how has that collaboration been for you? How are things going since you, you know, just released your books with lockdown?
It's been amazing. Cash is definitely a great mentor. He's like my adopted father. Like, he's definitely he's great. Right along with Coffee, they are like double trouble together. Like, they really care about our careers, and I never experienced that, so it was weird. You know, I'm thinking like him, he's just being nice to, you know, screw me over, but that he's really genuine. Coffee's genuine. So it's just amazing to be with them. It feels good to be able to write what I want to write without being forced to write something I don't want to write. You know, he allows
sure.
me to put out a part 1 and 2, and if I don't want to put out a 3, that's fine. You know, he allows me to write and just be able to write and just not be forced and, you know, the whole nine. So it's been a wonderful experience.
You know, I'm going to open the lines up real quick. Is there anybody on the line that has a question for Reg Johnson while we're here?
Hello?
Yes, what area code are you calling for, my sister?
347, this is, am I on?
That's Zenobia.
Hi, boo.
Right.
Hey. I was trying to make sure because I'm like, I don't know if I'm on or if somebody else going to come on and start speaking.
No, I got
yeah,
you on, my
me.
Sister.
Hey, Gatsby.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing? You always calling on my show. You like a regular over here.
Of course. And you got my little sister on there, so you know I definitely had to call in now.
Yeah, I mentioned to her that you introduced me to her. You told me about her a while ago when she was going through the transition with the publishers and everything. And, Reg, you know, I shouted out to you. And although I didn't get a chance to read or review any of your books, I definitely wanted to get you on the show because of who you are and how you reached out to me. You know, I really appreciate that.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. Is there anybody else that has a quick question for Reg Johnson while you're on the line?
Hello?
Yes.
That's my mom.
Hello?
Okay.
I can't get through. Hello?
Yeah.
How do I get through? Hello?
Wait a minute, you're
who's on the line?
Hello?
What area code you calling from?
We can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, 856. I'm sorry.
Hello, I'm
on your side.
I'm so sorry. I can't hear nothing.
All right,
I'm
anyway,
Red's mom.
You're on the line with Red Johnson. You said that's your mom?
Yes, I'm her mother. And I'm yes, I'm real mom here. Just showing my baby support. I have to call in and show her support. I have no questions because I live with her.
Wow, that's great,
Thank
mom.
You
That's great to have your mom, you know, supporting you with your writing career and calling in on radio shows like this. Moms, I really appreciate you. Your daughter's very talented and has a very bright future of writing books as well. And, you know, we're looking for big things from her. And definitely in 2016, definitely looking to read some of her books and probably even, you know, become closer with her in the process that she's doing.
Yeah, definitely. Very proud of her.
All right. Okay.
That's
all right. That's mom.
Love you too.
All right. You got the whole family. Now, anybody else on the line? We had some calls from, I think somebody was calling from 201 and somebody from 404.
Yeah, this is 201.
All right. What's going on, my brother? You got a question for Red Johnson?
I don't have a question for Red Johnson, man. I'm just a fan of Red Johnson. My name is Alonzo Garrett, and I'm a true fan of her work. She's young. She works hard, and definitely, I believe she could be on that level of Jackie Collins, man.
Wow,
thank you.
That's great.
Thank you, Alonzo.
Alonzo, thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate that comment, Red. You have a lot of support out here. A lot of people believe in you and what you're doing. You got something else to say?
Yeah, this is my last little thing, man. You know, and you know, I definitely I remember meeting you. I met you at the Ubawa thing in the Bronx.
Okay. Well, listen, what table were you at, man?
I was in the front table with the girl Michelle.
All right, I remember you, B. Matter of fact, you and me and Cass were chopping it up
That's
earlier.
Me.
Yo, what's up, my brother?
Yeah, what's up, man? What's going on?
Nah, I'm doing what I do, man. We're doing this radio thing, man. We got these authors out here, man. We're trying to support them and promote them in every way we can, man, getting the word out about who they are and what they do. So, you know, there it is, man. I appreciate the call, man. Keep in touch, man, after this, man. I don't know if you got my information, man. But hit me up, man, after the show.
All right, I got you, man.
All right, once again, this is Who's Who, an African-American Blog Talk Radio Show, Red Johnson in the building. Yo, Red, anything you want to say? You know, the holidays are here before we wrap it up. Shout-outs or anything of that nature?
Yes, I just want to thank everybody that supports me. I know my fan base isn't as big, but the ones that do rock with me, I definitely appreciate it. And 2016, I'm coming with fire, so just, you know, keep looking out. I took a small break, but I definitely want to just thank all of those who've been rock with me. Thank my mother for just being there, you know, constant support. My sister, Zenobia, Coco, my sister, Jessica. Thank you, Coffee and Cash, for just being there. I just really appreciate all the support.
Wow. Well, we definitely appreciate you coming on the show and everybody who called in the show, mad love. Is there somebody else trying to say something?
Who's that?
Hello?
Hello?
I don't know who that was.
Hello?
I think
it's somebody
was.
Else in there. Somebody
yes,
else.
Yes, you have a question for Red Johnson. We're about to wrap our interview up. Something you want to say real quick?
Yes. I wanted to say a good shout out to my sister, Red Johnson. This is Jessica.
Hey.
Hey. Yes, I just wanted to show you some support and some love.
Thank
that
you
was
so
Renee.
Much.
Yes.
Hey, Renee.
Just keep doing what you're doing. We love you. We support you all the way. I love your work. I get to read all her books first. Ha.
Wow, okay.
Thanks for calling.
Well, I love her. You go ahead. Keep
That's
doing
great.
What you're doing, baby.
I will. Thank you. I love you, too.
All right,
I like this. That's great. Yo, Reds, congratulations on all the love and support, my sister.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to have to clear the lines real quick because we have Nicole Turner calling in. Lines are blown up. Red Johnson has shut it down. I can't get no calls through. So we're going to have to clear the lines to get, you know, my next guest in. Reds, I love you. Thank you so much, my sister. Keep in touch. You know, God bless. Nothing but success for you in 2016, all right?
All right.
All right. Now, can we please get... Once again, who's who in African American Lit? Blog Talk Radio. We're waiting for Nicole Turner to get through lines or blow it. Nicole, is that you?
It's me. I made it.
Okay. Listen, I'm so sorry that you had all the trouble getting through. The lines were really, really... really, really jammed. I'm surprised, but then again, I guess the popularity of the guests that I have. So, once again, who's who in African American Lit? Blog Talk Radio Show, your host, DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. The Book Critic. We've had Dominique Wilkins on, as well as Red Johnson. Finally, you know, our special guest, author, motivational speaker, and life strategist, and consultant. Whew, you're doing a lot of things, my sister. Ms. Nicole Turner from the Washington, D.C. area. Nicole, thank you so much for your patience and resilience in calling into the show.
Thank you so very much for having me on the show. I've been trying to get on your show for a while. You're just so popular. Everybody wants to be on your show.
Wow. Well, I'm glad I got you in. For everybody that doesn't know, I met Nicole in D.C. Actually, it was in Maryland in the TV studio, right, where I shot my TV show.
Yes.
I think you were in there filming.
Yes.
And
yeah,
we kind of met real briefly. And then we had some mutual friends, Kitty Jones, Richard Montgomery. The list goes on and on. I love my family in D.C. You know, you guys have really been so supportive in me and what I've done. And I wouldn't be where I'm at today without that family in D.C. So big shout out to everybody that's out there, man.
Well, you know, we love you.
Well, the love is mutual. I love you all, guys. I love you guys back. All right, but Nicole, I know you do a lot of things. I'm familiar with your book, and you as a motivational speaker. But real briefly, tell the listeners who don't know who you are, what is it that you do, and a little bit about your book that you wrote.
Okay. Well, as you already said, I'm Nicole Turner. In addition to being a motivational speaker and an author, I own a consulting company called the OYAT Group, that's O-Y-A-T, and we go in and assess the overall organizational health of, you know, an organization and help them develop a strategy to make themselves healthier and more efficient. My first book, Detox Your Life, Building a Healthy Relationship with Yourself and Others, really focuses on those mental and emotional toxins that keep people stuck and in a holding pattern within their lives. Sometimes when people see Detox Your Life, they think it's a physical detox. It's great if we do a physical detox, but if you don't take care of those mental and emotional toxins, that stress will affect your mental. So that book, the purpose of that book was to really give people real-life examples and let them know that you're not alone, what you're going through, other people have gone through, and to give them, you know, takeaways and tools that can help them move forward.
Okay. Well, listen, that you know, we're going to talk about the book in a second, but, I mean, I knew you personally and, you know, we met, but I didn't know a lot about your business life and the things you did. You know, as a motivational speaker and a consultant, when I did read upon you, I was very amazed at what it is that you do. Very inspirational, very motivational. And I'm just going to read a little bit about the bio. It says that you're a change agent who has passion for helping others. You deliver powerful and proven ideas in an enlightening and inspiring manner. And you inspire others to move. You motivate others to step outside of the comfort zone and recognize that their environment does not dictate their future. And I was like, well, I didn't even know she was that deep or, you know, she had views so strongly. If it was, other than the book, I see you, I'm in Miami right now. I don't actually live in D.C. anymore. I'm in Miami right now. But I've seen some of the events that you host, I've seen you being recognized and for the things that you do. Tell us a little bit about that part of your life in the Washington, D.C. area and what it is exactly you do when you're out at these type of events and some of the things that you've done there.
So in addition to people hiring me to speak and provide inspirational encouragement to their audience, people also ask me to come out and be the mistress of ceremony and host various events. Some of those events are tied to entrepreneurship because that's something that's
sure.
near and dear to my heart. And, you know, I'm very honored that people see something in me and they ask me to come out and speak. And I'm also, let me give you a little tidbit, starting a nonprofit that's geared towards preteens, teens, and young adults. And the five pillars of that nonprofit, the first one is entrepreneurship. Because I believe if you give the younger generation the foundation early on, that will help better equip them in the future, because we teach the young people how to look for jobs, but we don't teach them how to create jobs. So a lot of the events that I'm hosting or speaking at are centered around empowering people, celebrating people who are successful in the entrepreneurship
okay.
arena. And so a lot of those events are really tied to that. Others are dealing with nonprofit organizations, being empowering to women and to young people, young girls. So I do a lot of work with that. I do vision board workshops with different mentoring groups for young people. So I'm kind of have my hand. I learned a new word this year, and that word is multi-potential rights. And I didn't know
Ooh.
that was a word that so adequately described me, because we are under the assumption that we were only created to do one thing, but so many of us have talents that expand
yes.
one area. So when I'm out speaking, that's one of the things I'm trying to, you know, encourage people. Don't put yourself in a box. We're all gifted to do multiple things. I try to encourage people to believe that failure is okay. Failure is a part of success. So those are things that I, you know, some of the things about and some of the type of events that I speak at or MC in the D.C. area. And I'm excited. 2016, I know it's going to be crazy, but it's also going to be awesome.
Wow, that's great. Once again, it's DJ Gatsby. You listen to Who's Who on FM Radio Net Block Talk Radio Show. We're here with our guest, author, speaking, consultant, Nicole Turner from Washington, D.C. Nicole, thank you again for being in the building. I got a call from 843 area code. Do you have a question or something for Nicole?
No, not really. My name is Dean Hamid. I'm an author. Writer's block,
okay.
And I'm just, you know, kind of hanging out, man, you know, tuning in, and I like what she had to say. I didn't know she was that heavy, and I'm glad, you know, I got the opportunity to see her on my book, man. But, you know, I'm what she was saying about being able to multitask and be able to put out that positive awareness to people is I mean, God, man, that on itself is a you know, awesome way to look at things, and it's an awesome way to be able to put out a message that can, you know, you'd be part of your legacy, you know what I'm saying? Almost like an each one, teach one type of thing. And that's what's happening, you know what I'm saying? That's definitely what's happening, man. You try to, you know, put forth that, your energy, and to try to uplift, you know, others to do the same thing. And it's almost like a one plus one plus one. And that sort of domino effect, be able to reach out and spread across the negativity, you know what I'm saying, where it all becomes all positive. We all start seeing a positive effect instead of all the negativity. So, you know, that right there dazzled me, and I just laid down the phone and just was listening, you know, doing my part, even taking some notes.
All right. Yeah. Nicole, do you want to
comment on that? I absolutely believe that it's our job to be a blessing to other people. And oftentimes we get in the mindset of, I got mine, you got to get yours. But especially the generation that's coming after us, we have to prepare them. We have to leave a legacy for them, even though they may not be a part of our, you know, direct family lineage. We still have to leave a legacy, and we have to plant the fruits. We have to teach them from those things that we learned along the way, so they'll be better equipped as they move forward into 2040 or however years into the future. So I absolutely agree with what you said.
All right.
Thank you for sharing.
Wow. Very, very powerful statement. All right, Nicole, before you go, we want to talk about that book. Phenomenal book. Again, when I read the book, I was like, wow, I didn't know she was that deep. You know, I knew she did a lot. I knew you were well-respected in D.C. for a lot of the things that you do. Again, we met in passing at the TV studio, and, you know, we have some friends, some mutual friends. But the book, you know, showed a whole different side of you. And I wanted you to talk to people a little bit about that book. I mean, is that the first book that you published?
Yes, that is the first book I published. My second book will be out in March, and that really deals with detoxing an organization. I'll get to that in a minute. The driving force behind the first book was, you know, in coaching so many people and speaking to so many people, I had begun to get disheartened by the number of people who had lost hope, the number of people who were so close to their breakthrough, and all they had to do was just hold on a little bit longer, don't throw in the towel and give up. So I needed to put something out there that was going to tell them, no, you got to keep believing in yourself. And that's why the subtitle says Building a Healthy Relationship with Yourself and Others, because it starts with your relationship with yourself first. And so I felt like in order to reach a wider range of people, I needed to put that book out there. And for those who read the book, I am very transparent in the book. I share a lot of my personal real-life examples in the book. It's very unveiling from a personal perspective because it's important to tell them you are not alone. See, sometimes when we're going through things, we beat ourselves up and we tell ourselves, oh, I'm just a failure. You know, I'm the only person going through this. And the purpose of the book is to say, no, you're not. You're not a failure and you're not the only person going through this. And to give them encouragement to keep moving forward.
Wow, that's definitely a powerful outlook that you're sharing with people who probably, you know, have adversity in their lives and actually question whether or not they can succeed, be successful, or accomplish these goals that they set for themselves. But once again, who's doing African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show? Nicole Turner in the building. Thank you so much, my sister, for coming on. Now you
thank
mentioned
you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now you mentioned another book. So
yes.
Tell us a little bit about this upcoming book. When can we look for it? And what is that going to be about?
So the next book, Detox Your Organization, Because a Toxic Workplace Affects Your Bottom Line, is scheduled for March release. And one of the things I do as a consultant is I'm an organizational health strategist. Now, what does that mean? That means I go in and assess whether or not your organization is healthy. So if your organization is unhealthy, it probably means that it has a lot of toxicity within that organization. So I'm helping you identify your toxic areas and helping you identify or define or develop a strategy that you, the organization, can utilize to move forward to rid yourself of those toxicities and become a more efficient organization. So that book that's coming out in March is really helping organizations identify. It's giving you tidbits of what a toxic organization looks like, and it's giving you tools to help you move forward out of toxicity into efficiency.
Wow, and listen, I'm looking forward to that book as well. Make sure, I'm going to keep in touch with you, but make sure, you know, you keep me abreast on that book. You know, if there's any beta readers or advanced copies, definitely think of me and DJ Gatson's book.
Sure,
I got to give myself a plug there. Listen, before we go, is there anybody you want to give a shout-out or holiday wishes and greetings before we go? It's particularly those who have supported you in your goals through 2015.
You know, I have to, of course, shout-out my parents because, you know, they instill things in me that have allowed me to get to this particular place in life. And I want to shout-out you because you have, from the moment the first book came out, you've been in my corner, you've been supportive, you've shared it with your audience, and I'm so very grateful. And, you know, I'm grateful for the mentors I have. I'm grateful for the mentees who entrust their future to me, and I'm grateful for the coaches I have. So there's just too many people to name, but I'm grateful that people thought enough of me to pour into my life, and I'm grateful that people think enough of me to allow me to pour into their lives, and those are the people I want to shout out. But before we go, I do want to mention on April 30th in the D.C. area, I'm going to have my detox. I'm kicking off my Detox Your Life conference tour. More information will be forthcoming. I'm really excited about the speakers and the panelists we're going to have for that. So it's just a continuation of the first book.